But we're thankful to be able to come together and to hear the word of God. And especially with ladies and especially with grandmothers in mind. Because in just a few days, we're going to be celebrating Mothers. Mother's Day. There's no day like a Mother's Day. And not only from a ceremonial point of view, and well, it's a day of the year, but we want you to know that God loves you. Not only do we love you, God loves you. In fact, God loves you so much, He created all things. And guess who was at the forefront of it all? Who was the guest of honor more than mothers? And I hope over the next couple of weeks to show you that, and the importance of mothers, the importance of women. We're going to take a little bit of time to open the Word of God, because over all of this, the main theme is that God, it is God who loves us. That love that young lady was singing about, that's God's love. And it's God's strength that we need, God's love that we need. I want us to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. You may think it's strange that we have a topic titled God's Strength Through Our Weakness. Isn't that amazing that God takes us at our weakest, even our sins, and He strengthens us. He changes us. Strength through weakness is what this is all about today, because that's the way God works. Strength through weakness. That's counterintuitive, Pastor, you're saying and thinking. When I think of strength, I'm thinking of something solid. I'm not thinking of something shaky or weak like a person like me or you. But there is strength through weakness. And we want to think we'd be strong first. You know, I got it all together. Look at my resume. I've done this. I've done that. I made all those baskets in the basketball game. Or I've accomplished this in school. That is not strength. That's weak. In fact, it is so weak that you go about bragging about it. Man, you should have seen how I made that basket. You should have seen how I ran that touchdown. Or lady, you know, you're saying, oh, I'm looking good today. And you're primping and you're powdering and you're walking to the classroom or to the school. And everybody's, ooh-wee. And you think that you're making it. You think you're strong. No, that's weak. The truth is, it's the reverse. There's strength in weakness. That's God's way. That's God's way of operating. So much so that a man of God named the Apostle Paul, well, he was blowing it. He thought he was making it. He had written all these books. Now, I'm kind of ad-libbing here. He had all this knowledge, even about the Word of God and the Bible. And everybody in the whole realm looked up to the Apostle Paul when he walk through the water, you know, everybody got up out of the water, that's Paul, I go, Paul, you know, last time he da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Everybody knew Paul. Everybody. But you know what? Paul knew he was bad. He knew he was great. And that was his downfall. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, in verse 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, look at this. Paul had an ego problem. And he says, to keep me from becoming conceited. Everybody's, oh, Paul, man, let me tell you about that sermon you gave last week and this, that, and the other thing. You say, that's a good thing. No, that's not the way God operates. God operates from the bottom up, not from the top down. And Paul, I'm ad-libbing here now. You can't find what I'm saying in Scripture, but the premise of it and the basis of it is this. Don't let anything or anybody go to your head, because you're not all of that. Forgive me, you English teachers. Pastor, you said all of that. You're not all of that. Girls, y'all not all of that pretty. You're pretty, but okay, that's good. But that's not what it's about. So this sermon is to help us all. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, to keep me from becoming conceited. Today, I would like you to concede that conceding is bad. Thinking you're bad, thinking you're all of that, it's not good. It's not the way God operates. You know what the scripture says? Before a fall comes, there's pride. Pride precedes a fall. And none of us want to fall. None of us want to suffer. But if you are proud of yourself, how much money you've got, cars you drive, how you look, all of that, that doesn't lead to any good. So on this path to Mother's Day, we want mothers to rejoice, but we want mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers to realize what real strength is, what real joy is, the joy of the Lord. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, Paul wrote this, to keep me from becoming conceited. He was so bad, he had to have something back off now, Paul. And the word of God came to keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassing great revelations. And a revelation is God gave him revelation after revelation of truth and of the word. But Paul was missing one thing, the most important thing, and that was humility. Strength is displayed through humility. God's strength is revealed through weakness. Oh, Pastor, nobody wants to be weak. No one wants to have the last of things, the worst of things. We want the best of things. And God's strength, though, doesn't operate that way. God's strength is revealed through our weakness. And so God wrote a prescription for Paul's ego. It was all about Paul becoming weak to keep me from becoming conceited. Why do you keep reading it, Pastor? Because several things. Because I want to know it. I think all of us need to stop and ask ourselves during this season, hey, am I conceited? Do I think I'm all of that in a bag of chips? Do I really? Paul did. That's not God's way. Oh, I should have heard that sermon I gave last week. That's not God's way. You become conceited. Conceited about yourself. Because of these surpassing great revelations, these great sermons you gave, that was given to me. Here's the prescription. And maybe God has one on order for you as well. That was given to me a thorn in my flesh. Ooh, nobody wants to sit on a sticker bug. From where I come from in Texas, they call them sticker bugs. Nobody wants to sit on a sticker. Nobody wants that kind of correction. But God gave me a thorn in my flesh. And let me tell you, he said, it hurt my ego. A messenger of Satan to torment me. God had to bring him down a step or two. Even so much to where God directed the devil, one of his demons, to deal with Paul, to keep me from becoming conceited. Why do you keep reading? Because this is amazing that God would go to this length. The suppressing great revelations I had. A messenger of Satan to torment me. God loves us so much sometimes that he allow us and direct us to have to go through some stuff to change us, to make us in the image of Christ. He says, I pleaded with the Lord to take it away. Lord, I'm tired of this. Take it away, Lord. Away, away, away. Go, go. Take it away. Send an angel. Whatever. Get a cab. Whatever. Go away. I said, no, I ain't going nowhere. And what I'm sending you is not going anywhere because this is what you need. Sometimes we just step back and think about our suffering and the things we go through. Maybe that's what we need. I have to ask that about myself. Maybe, Earl Williams, you need this suffering. God loves you. And he's doing this for your good. He works all things together for the good. We want the good things. We want the apples, but we don't want the prunes. Sometimes we need a pruning from the inside out. And three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away. But he said no to me, verse 9. And this is the prescription. My grace, God's grace, my grace is sufficient for you. Not taking it away, but leaving it there and giving you the grace to deal with it. My grace is sufficient for you. For my power, Paul's power, your power, my power is made perfect in weakness. You want to be a powerful man or woman of God? You need weakness, not strength. Because God strengthens us in the weakness. If everything's going your way, anybody can do that. But what kind of person are you when things are down and you're going through persecution and things aren't working out in your job or whatever? Or people don't like you. Let me tell you something. It's not based upon who likes you. It's not based upon any of that. It's based upon God and his love for us. The song we just heard. He loves us when we're up. He loves us when we're down. It is in the down moments we really grow. Many of you have been athletes. And you know that you have to go out there and do the hard work. You got to do the running. You got to put some iron on the back of a wheel or some metal. And you got to put a chain and a belt around you. And you got to pull and strain like you pull on cotton to make you strong. You are not made strong by the cheers. Oh, yeah, you go, my man, go. You go. And ladies, you're not made strong by, baby, you look good today. And you're not, no, I'm looking good. That's not what God is after. He's after, how do you live when you are weakened, when you are down? That's where the rubber hits the road. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power, you don't need Christ's power because everything's going your way. You're getting the promotion on the jobs, you're getting the money, you're getting the bling, you got the fellows, whispering at you, and you don't need that. That's why you're in trouble. You say, who are you talking about, the pastor? I'm just throwing it out there. It's for me. This is a Mother's Day tune-up and Father's Day too. Because mothers have to go through some hard times. Fathers have to go through hard times to be what God is creating us to be. Therefore, I will boast more gladly about my weaknesses. So in other words, give me some weaknesses, Lord. Because your strength is made perfect in weakness. Christ's power, may it rest on you. May it rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, verse 10, that is why, for Christ's sake, this is Paul writing now, Paul after going through it all, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness. I hope that God will grow us in this coming season, even if it takes weaknesses, even if it takes pain. That is why, for Christ's sake, Paul said, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. But when I am weak, I'm strong. You want to be strong? Go the weak way, the tough way. God's way. God's strength is revealed in our weakness. Do you realize that Jesus Christ was born through difficulty, through suffering? He died. He died for me. He died for you. God's power is made perfect in weakness. I think of little David. David, the lion killer. He had to go through some stuff. He had to learn to trust God. And God empowered him, even through and with Goliath. Goliath thought God had made a mistake. He said, why are you sending this little rony guy out here, David? Little David. He says, are you mocking me? David put his faith in God. Found that rock and a few rocks for his brothers. That's Goliath's brothers. Picked him up, began to swing him, let him go. Bam! Right in that forehead. Goes the rock. From this little boy. In this weakness. Here David was in weakness. Goliath was in strength. And Goliath thought David was in trouble because he was all big and bad. And he just, you know, just a little run out, just thump him out of the way. David said, you don't know me. Better than that, you don't know my God. My God was with me when the lions came. And when this happened, that happened. And he delivered me from them. If he delivered me from them, he would deliver me from you, you uncircumcised, blah, 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 blah. He didn't cuss now. Philistine. See, David's strength was in his weakness. And his weakness was that he was little. And everything seemed impossible. But he put his faith in God. And God brought him glory. And we still talk about David today. We have in a sermon that is using David as an example of strength through weakness. See, that's how God works. God's strength is revealed through our weakness. I think it's time for me to bring this to a close. Father, we thank you for this message. And we thank you for your strength. And help us, Lord, to surrender to you. We need you, Lord. And we thank you that you're there for us. We pray that you would strengthen us and reveal to us our weaknesses so that we may see your strength and be empowered by you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for having a love that is so great that we can not even fathom. How great is your love for us? And as we turn now to eat of the body and the blood of your Son, and to drink thereof, I ask that you to bless the bread. Something that seems so small. But how great is the body of Christ? We need you, Lord, to strengthen us physically and spiritually. We pray, Lord, that you would bless the wine as well. And we thank you for shedding your blood, Jesus, to wash all of our sins away and to accept us as if we've never sinned. Your blood that cleanses us of all our sins, that takes away all of our guilt by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you for it, Lord. And as we eat and drink, let us experience the reality of your body and blood. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And as we eat and drink, we're going to listen to and see the presentation entitled Perfect Love, Mary's Song.